This is the BBC Light Programme. To add seasonal cheer to the broadcast, I've had written permission to wear a small holly leaf in my buttonhole.
There's white hot courage for you.
What?
Don't you realize, Vaughn boy, that the Druids used the holly leaf for certain unsavory ritualistic rites?
Oh, dear.
Indeed.
Well, I'd better hurry and get that word cleared by the BBC censorship department.
Get up there.
There he goes! And in the space we see, Peter Sellers!
Shite! If listeners will stand up and place both hands on their partner's shoulders, they will actually pick up the sound of the all-powerful BBC censorship department. Oh.
Trying to say, come in.
Male hormones forever. Disintegrated me. I'll have to take over his trousers.
Ahoy!
Ahoy, you!
I've come to get clearance on a word.
What is the word, sir?
Well, it's a, yes, holly.
Oh. What's wrong with it, sir?
Well, it's believed to have an undertone of eroticism.
Could you write this word down?
Blindfold yourself, Henry. Don't look.
Blindfold.
Yes, I could.
Glass. He can write on chickens. You want us to see if this word is fit to be saved?
I fear so.
Oh, dear. Well, that puts us in a rather nasty spot, doesn't it? Oh. We don't like committing ourselves.
Well, it's all right. Oh, yeah, but you're the censors.
Ah, but we don't like that sort of thing, you see.
Oh.
We don't like it.
We don't do it.
We don't like it at all.
Mr. Lord Scrubs. You're the oldest. What do you think of this word?
I won't commit myself at this stage. I'll go along. Yes, I'll go along.
Who will you go along with?
Anybody.
Well, I think I'm with you there. I'm with you all the way. I'll go along with that. I reckon.
I'd rather make the complications of the most demanding thing that the time map on the first one that does the door.
Does anybody agree with that?
I agree with that.
Who do I?
But no. What are you all agreeing on?
You're a devil. Yeah. Then it's agreed that we all agree.
Yeah.
Yes. Now, what was the question again?
Now, the word holly, is
canteen,
it...
Canteen's open!
Canteen.
Well. They've escaped under cover of stupidity.
Oh, dear. Very well. In place of the word holly, here's an excerpt from my latest long player called Suddenly It's the News.
Get off the cover, fell! In face of that... Hello! Hey, in face of that, I've got the word down now. Here is the conundrum. What is this sound?
Ta-pee-ta-poo.
Correct! That is the right answer. Forward, ta-pee-ta-poo.
It is I, Tom.
Yes, it is all right. It is I, Tom. Peter Sellers, playboy of all Finchley Tube Station and friend of West End Management.
I see a vision, Tom.
Well, hold this song and accompany this next announcement.
I see a vision, Tom.
Ladies and gentlemen, what kind of Christmas has it been?
It is a
Let
Tom
us recount.
Vision.
One, two, three.
Hello, the
listeners. Terry Frowles here. And we're going over now to the service station in the Christmas Islands. So over to them.
You lucky boy, that means Dad will be home early from work.
And here in London, we interview passers-by. Excuse me, sir, do you believe in a white Christmas?
Are you kidding?
Yes. You, madam, do you believe in an old-fashioned Christmas by the fire?
Oh, not half, dear.
Trunks, play an arrangement for nose and harmonica.
Me? I'm very old brandy now.
Christmas, a great story broke, there being no newspapers, it missed the headlines. But here it is in all its monkey para to do ping ping pee 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 tiddly. I Do Too is the story of the Tuntack Talk.
Yeah.
It is Christmas, and somewhere in a goatskin flat in Naughty Wales, a young hairy titch is working on a painting of a painting.
I painted her. I painted her. Now, a dab of red here and a touch of puce here.
Oh.
Steady, Miss Butte. Keep still.
It's awfully cold, posing like this.
I've got the candle on. Now, there. There we are. You can relax. It's a masterpiece.
What is it?
The plans of a new British dustbin.
And you've had me posing nude for that.
It's something to do with my unhappy childhood. Now, off you go and change behind that glass screen. There she goes. TV was never like this. Knock, knick, knack, knick, knock, 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 knock. It's an impression of a door knocker. Come in.
Impression of in.
Steaming hood. It's my old wrinkle retainer, Uncle Crumb, in his new king-size nightshirt.
Yeah, Master Ned, a nice quince jelly for you.
Oh, it's not set.
No, Min warmed it up. It's no good eating cold jelly on a windy night, you know.
Oh!
I wonder where that draft's coming from.
I don't know where it's coming from, but I know where it's going to. Oh, Christmas cracker joke, I remember. Ooh, this nightshirt is too big for me. The wind is...
Wait! There's another pair of legs sticking out of the bottom.
Who's that in there? Come out, Dora.
Hello. I've been slumming.
Heckles, what are you doing in that nightshirt?
Nothing. Everything's marked. Don't touch.
Yes. Antiques, you know. But how did you get in? That's what I wanted.
I got a map of your leg.
Come on out at once. A door of the nightshirt opened, and out stepped a street with a man in it.
I say, what is all this noise? There's people in that nightshirt trying to sleep, you know.
One. You'll get a biff from me. Explain that pretty hand-operated mattress.
That mattress, sir, contains the princely string and nut-bound body of such stuff as steams are made of. None other than the Count Jim Wakey Wakey. Moriarty.
Greetings, my loyal subjects.
Stop that revolting scratching, will you, Count? The dear Count is plagued this year with a return of the royal strains, you know.
Does he really own that nightshirt?
Yes. You now see how he walks the battlements. Of course, he only rents the top.
What about the rents at the bottom?
Ned, old jokes will get you nowhere. Look what he did to the Count.
I apologize for my altitude.
It is rather low, Ned. Could we sell you an extra 3 feet?
Just what I need.
Moriarty saw 3 feet of your wooden leg.
Now, I'm going to the bar at the Duffy Apple.
It's for money, I do. There, Ned, 3 feet.
Thank you. I'll tie it to my head and put my hat on it.
It's a fist in a bowler's. He looks like...
Shh, don't tell him.
Now, I must get my pen to the dustbin up to London. Where's the nearest station?
In this cupboard, admission through it.
Here, shut that door, will you? You want me trying to catch cold?
When's the next train to London Town, did I?
Ask that hairy doggy over there.
Ask the doggy, does he speak?
Does he what? Does he speak? So odd, eh? Here, listen to this. Hello, dog. Hello, doggy. Go and tell him, dog. No, he don't speak.
You know where the train goes.
I told him. Well, I can feel a low stabbing pain in the seat of me underpants. That means it's 9:20, time to go in it. Hold tight.
Bit short of coal, aren't you?
Yeah, you ain't got a bit on you, have you?
No, I give up carrying it.
Oh, good. Taking chances, eh?
On arrival in London Town Divine, Neddy rushed to 10 Downing Street.
What you want, man?
Here. Who are you?
I am the Foreign Secretary, man.
Yes, you do look a bit foreign.
War, steady man. That could mean war with Ghana.
I say, Basil. Who is that blotting out the sun with his head?
It is a man with a wooden leg tied to his nut with a hat on top.
Oh, that'll be Lord Hailsham, I expect.
No, indeed, sir. I'm Ned Siegel, and I've got plans.
Ah, let's have a look. Yes, there's nothing here.
The drawing's on the other side.
Oh, that's a clever idea. Who'd guess? Live and learn. Ah, what about this? Plans of a new anti-atomic dustbin. Ah.
Yes. You see, in the event of radiation, this dustbin will keep your garbage atom-free.
What rubbish.
Indeed.
Well, here's a CBE on account. Now, would you like to, would you like to try for the Night Star and Garter?
Well, it's okay with you, sir. It's all right with me.
Good. We'll come back tomorrow with Huey Green. Until then, a sailor's farewell. Hi, dear. What an ideal intro of a ray in a lantern.
Are gonna chime. Pull out the stopper. Let's have a whopper. But get me to the church on time. I oughta be there in the morning, spruced up and looking in my prime. Girls, come and kiss me. Show how you miss me. But get me to the church on time. If we're dancing, roll up the floor. If I'm whistling, me out the door. 'Cause I'm getting married in the morning. Ding dong, the bells are gonna chime. Kick up a rumpus, but don't lose the compass. But get me to the church, get me to the church. For Pete's sake, get me to the church on time. Oh, yes.
Hardly had that music ceased, and the wind's gone up the chimney, when the PM presented a new atom-proof dustbin to a meeting of high-ranking idiots.
Gentlemen, this dustbin has great potential, potential, and potential.
Can it go to the moon?
No, but from small beginnings, you know.
Is that the prototype?
No, that is the dustbin.
Sounds like a dustbin.
I say, may I try that? I say, it's not at all difficult, is it?
Listen, let me try it. Oh, dear.
Again.
Why didn't we get one of these before, eh?
Well, now, Lord Strong, tell the house of your plan.
Yes. We intend to find if it's possible for a man to go over the Niagara Falls in a dustbin.
Yeah.
Thank you. We've got to keep it pretty dark, otherwise the Russians will start putting dustbins into orbit on the Volga Rapids. Gentlemen, if you'll all step into this train, we'll attend the first attempts at the dustbin, Archetype. It's man,
believe it or not, that was the sound of the Kremlin.
You'll just have to believe us. There it is. And now, pardon me while I stand behind this freshly painted scene.
Korovim. Koromavarez. Koromandirich. Korovizni Borisni Gurivai. There is a merman outside to serve you.
Quick, swallow this desk and secretary. Prepare for a long siege.
But Karoli Warato, this the Marrow and the Clarwain to be the Taran of Martha Hari.
Heroes, Hiroi, Perowis sister. Is he persistent? Is he persistent?
You are.
He persisted that he was Martha Hari herself, until I called the doctor.
Comrade Tulzich, send him in.
Come in, son of Martha Hari.
The Black Eagle is sitting on the red flower.
It's a password.
Oh, all is well, comrades. Blue Butterski is here with cardboard to spare.
Fellows, Coroman over there. What kind of undercover work have you been doing?
Oh, I couldn't tell you that.
Coroman.
Oh, I don't know that. Well, I was lookout for the Finchley Wolf Cub.
Ah! What did you spot?
I spotted Mrs. Evans and the milkman.
What did you get for that?
A clout on my hero.
Is that a decoration?
Yes, that's why I wear one on each side of my neck.
Magnificent! There is a tin over it. Get the plans of the British anti-atomic dustbin, or you will lose your deposit.
What going on here?
Who are you?
Stalin.
Help!
You twit, Ekoswitch. Come with me. Farewell, comrades. Nothing but death can stop Butterski from the plan. Farewell! There. There's a big spider out there.
Oh. I ain't frightened of big spiders. I'll fix it. Say after me, I must learn the difference between a lion and a spider.
Hello, folks. Neddy here, folks. Meantime, the plans went ahead to test my dustbin over the Niagara Falls. For this, the government brought the Niagara Falls to London and put it up the Savoy. In charge
was a master of nuclear explosions.
Oh, hey, it's a good job the room's soundproof. Poor old Frank Sinatra upstairs, my goodness. Oh, that was the biggest explosion of the series.
Was it Christmas Island?
No, sir, Christmas pudding.
Here's the grand news. We've managed to send an elephant up the falls in the atom-proof dustbin, and it lived.
What? No other dustbin has ever done it and lived.
Oh, well, now next. Oh, well, you see. Oh, well. Yeah. Now next. We want a human being to go in it.
Unfaithful.
I've called you men the flower of England and the flower of Flanders to volunteer. Come now, remember it for England, men.
Can you think of a better reason? My mummy.
Coward you are, coward all. Very well, we'll draw lots for it. Now, Eccles, write your name on 50 pieces of paper and put them in a hat.
Right, sir.
Now, I'll draw it out.
Right.
What's it say?
Mrs. Gladys Schmidt.
You imposter, sir. You're not Mrs. Gladys Smith. I am.
I don't want to die.
You don't want to die, you suspicious fool. You superstitious mule, you.
What?
You won't die, Eccles. Roll up your trousers. Oh! Just as I thought. Legs that reach to the ground. You know what that's a sign of.
Legs?
No, it's the sure sign of a long liver.
Good, I've got a long liver.
Yes, and I bet you £5 you'll live forever, starting now. You've done it. You've lived forever. Thank you.
Now strap him in that dustbin for the test.
No, no, let me go. Thank you, I'll pull me hand up under the arm.
This is London Calling in the uncut bicycle service of the BBC. This afternoon, the Prime Minister told an eager, half-empty house that today England would launch an atomic dustbin into the Niagara Falls with a highly qualified pilot at the controls. There were demonstrations at the dustbin launching base when a million barber electricians carrying soup tureens lay down in the road with socks full of grit. The driver of the steamroller said, "It was so tempting, I'm sorry, I won't do it again." Arsenal 8, Tottenham 86.
You hear that, Neddy?
I hear that, I hear that.
They're debasing the original use of your dustbin.
I'll get one of them.
No, I'll get mine.
No, thank you. But my revenge is stronger and it lasts the whole drink through. Don't forget, folks, when you want your own back, get revenge today.
Yes. For no reason at all, I will become your solicitor. Take a letter on uncut lino. Dear Bloodnock, unless you return the plans of Ned's dustbin, I shall be forced to charge my client a higher rate. Signed, thin. Now let me hear that back. Splendid. Now go and lay that under his military kippers. I never knew his legs could move so fast.
Neither did I. I better get after him. This lino means curtains for you.
Lino curtains? What a quaint seasonal custom. But wait. This is the solicitor's lino. You'll hear from my linoleum lair in the morning, sir. Meantime, take that. I don't know, sir. It was dark.
Yes! It's a banner with a strange device and clutched by a lad in snow and ice.
Get your hand up.
Blue Bottle, take that silly rice paper off.
You touch my hair a bit and splutter. The disintegrator ray gun will speak in my hand. Yay! Ah, the elastic's come off the trigger.
Don't cry, Bottle. Here, have the suspender off my sock.
Oh, thank you. I know. The suspender is just a glittering Western prize to make me forget my mission. Now, Segan, look into my eyes. Toot, toot, toot. Little daggers come out and point all the way along my eyes to his. The secret of Bottle's mesmerism is bending near to my will. Strain, strain. Powers of eyes, powers of eyes. Squint, squinty, squint, squint. My nose has started to bleed.
You've crossed your eyes, you nit.
No. Then I'm finished with Russia, I am. I can't go out with birds when my eyes are crossed.
We've no time to lose.
We must save Eccles from a death worse than fate.
Yes, we must save Eccles.
Ah, but they never did. Oh, dear, dear, dear. To think you poor people came all this way just for that. Where are the payoffs of yesteryear, you know?